recent report shows that the Wisconsin Ethics Commission investigated one alleged violation of ethics, campaign finance, and lobbying laws in its first year of operation.
According to reporting by the Wisconsin State Journal, that puts the commission at a far less active pace than its predecessor, the Government Accountability Board, based on data from recent years.
Kevin Kennedy is the former director and general counsel of the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board, and he joins us to unpack the details of the commission's report. Kevin, thanks for being with us.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Well, a new report shows that the Wisconsin Ethics Commission investigated only one alleged violation in its first year in operation. What do you make of that number, one?
Well, obviously one seems like a pretty low number. It's better than none. But, I mean, sometimes you have to put it into perspective. I mean, Wisconsin is not a state that is known for a lot of ethical issues, but generally campaign finance and lobbying issues have often driven investigations by the former Ethics Board and the former Government Accountability Board, as well as the former State Elections Board.
And by comparison, it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, the Government Accountability Board conducted 17 over a longer period of time, looks like about 3 years. The pace, though, seems to be slower. Is it a fair comparison to look and say the Ethics Commission is moving at a slower pace than the GAB?
I'm not sure it's entirely a fair comparison. I mean, there's a lot of changes. I mean, when the legislature chose to eliminate the Government Accountability Board, I mean, there was a conscious decision to really rein in the independent nature of that agency and channel it. In doing that, they also revised the campaign finance law, something that, you know, the former Elections Board and the Government Accountability Board had been advocating for quite a while because it was inconsistent with a lot of court decisions. So as a result, there's probably some leeway in that. There's also a lot more, a lot of things that were contrary to law before 2016 are no longer problems. Coordination of campaign activity between outside groups who are acting independently of the candidate and candidates, for example, was always a big issue for giving advice and for looking at possible transgressions. That's changed. There also might be, you know, some reluctance for people to file complaints on the new commission, not knowing exactly, you know, how they are going to operate. But so it's a slightly different culture. The other thing is that, you know, the Government Accountability Board, fortunately for Wisconsin, was presiding during a very tumultuous period of time. So you had a very independent agency characterized by trained decision makers, former judges, all of whom had a nonpartisan background, dealing with, you know, the events from 2011 to 2016 that were very, very contentious. You know, the everything surrounding Act 10, the exit of Democratic senators, the recalls, statewide recount, that generated an awful lot more activity during that time period than what we saw in 2016.
Another change, talking about things that are different now. Now subjects are notified when there's a complaint, and it sounds like they have the chance to respond in writing. Do you think that could also reduce the number of investigations?
It could. It's not that subjects weren't notified in the past. It's just that some investigations, whether it's, you know, with an watchdog agency or whether it's with other types of law enforcement, oftentimes aren't providing notice, but that is one issue. Again, I think, you know, we're dealing with new laws in the area of campaign finance and new administration, so I think it people to get involved. And I think one of the things that often isn't looked at in terms of both the former Ethics Board and Elections Board, the GAB, and now the Ethics Commission, is that a lot of their work was very proactive in training people, reaching out to them, and making sure that they knew, that the regulated community knew that they could provide advice, informal and full. And, you know, that's probably one of the most what happens during, you know, a given work period for the commission and for its predecessor agencies is making sure that the regulated community has confidence to say, hey, is this okay to do? Or please give me some direction. I have these kind of problems. And that cuts down a lot on possible violations of the law.
Now, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has weighed in on this report and this number that we've been talking about, one from the new Wisconsin Ethics Commission. And he has said the commission's success should not be judged based on the number of investigations, but whether violations were prevented and the laws were followed. Do you agree with that assessment about the function of the board, of the commission?
I agree that that's one factor. On the other hand, you know, one of the things that led to the demise of the government, of the, not the Government Accountability Board, but what led to the demise of the former Ethics Board and Elections Board was that those agencies, which were really not conducting investigations. The caucus scandal was part of what led to the creation of the Government Accountability Board, was the idea that neither the Ethics Board or the Elections Board was proactive in its engagement with what was commonly known as a practice throughout the Capitol, that people were using state resources beneath the Capitol dome for campaign purposes. And it really took from the inside to squeal and go to the press before you got action by district attorneys and by the Ethics and Elections Boards.
We're talking with Kevin Kennedy right now, former director and general counsel of the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board, joining us to talk about the first report issued by the new Wisconsin Ethics Commission. And Kevin, what would you say if someone has a concern, they see this number one investigation, and they're worried that this new commission will not have as robust a profile in Wisconsin, as active a role as the Government Accountability Board? Is that a fair concern, or is it too early?
You know, investigations are going to be generated because there is wrongdoing, and I think Speaker Voss had a point, and it was one I made earlier, that, you know, really one of the primary roles of these agencies is to cultivate an atmosphere where the regulated community feels confident to seek direction and advice rather than either go out on their own that sort of fosters good behavior within the regulated community. I mean, we don't have to go too far away from Wisconsin to look to see where, people are very cynical about the integrity of their elected officials. But Wisconsin, most of the fights tend to be about the political positions they stake out. There's a concern about the influence of money, but it's really not so much about people's personal gain or enriching their lifestyles with that, as much as it is a real contention over issues or the role that money plays in influencing those issues.
As the years go by, what will you be looking at to be a benchmark about whether the new Wisconsin Ethics Commission is working and doing its job as a watchdog agency?
Well, I think it'll be really trying to get a sense of the perception by the public, perception by the regulated community, as to whether or not there's a sense that Wisconsin's elected officials and high appointed officials are acting appropriately. I mean, we really saw that in early 2000 with the caucus scandal, that was a concern. We saw that during the very tumultuous time that the GAB was enforcing and administering the laws, that there were concerns. And there was a lot of political issues there, but it really isn't so much measuring all of the investigations, but obviously if it stays at one every year, you're going to have to say, are we really that well behaved? Or are we just not looking closely enough at the actions of those people trying to influence government or those people who are government officials?
Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
Kevin Kennedy is the former director and general counsel of the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board. He joined us to talk about details of the first report issued by the Wisconsin Ethics Commission. It and the Wisconsin Elections Commission replaced the Government Accountability Board last year.
Coming up, our next guest says the U.S. economy could take a hit if people protected under the DACA program are at risk of being deported. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time.